I'm wondering if you could talk about a spiritual bypass. What is it? How do you know if you've done one? How do you untangle from it? So a spiritual bypass is when we use a spiritual ideal to avoid kind of real or difficult choices or things. It's like the old story from Ajahn Chah and the monk who Ajahn Chah finds is after going around checking the dwelling places in the monastery, and says one of the cabins, kutis, in the forest, the roof is half missing. And go to the next evening meeting, and was walking around, just relates that to the community. Was walking around, there's one of the cabins, it's over in such and such a place, who does it belong to? And this monk said, oh, it's mine. And do you not notice that half your roof was missing? I said, yes. I said, what's the purpose behind this? I said, well, I'm practicing letting go. I said, you've been teaching us to let go. So it's like, I said, well, yeah, you know, the roof blows off, and I said, you know, it's so much effort to go and fix it or ask somebody to fix it. I'll stay under this part where there's still some roof. That's a spiritual bypass. You know, using a spiritual kind of logic and to not bother with something that should be done. And of course that applies in all sorts of different ways. So it's like, you know, one is experiencing some difficulty or something, and difficult relationships or difficulty, some conflict, it's all not self anyway, you know, so. Rather than being honest and paying attention to how do I work with this, how does this work, what's an appropriate way of dealing, then one uses some kind of spiritual logic to not have to deal with it. That's a spiritual bypass. And I think one of the because it's a view that, you know, one has bought into. One always internally, one always has to pay attention to, you know, where am I feeling some kind of dis-ease, some difficulty, some complication, some problem. But sometimes when one's holding a view, one can override reality, so that this is where it's really important to have good spiritual friendships, where one has a network of either example of seeing other people how they deal with things and say, oh, that's a good example, that's a lot more functional than what I've been doing. Or having good spiritual friendships where people are able and there's enough trust to sort of say, you know, I think you really missed the plot on this one. And it's not, it can be heard because it is a trusted spiritual friend. And so that sense of, you know, like with a spiritual bypass or things like that. This is where one recognizes how important the Buddha's teaching on spiritual friendship, on having good spiritual friends, because you know, there's some things we don't see, or we don't see the whole picture, or we don't, or we're, you know, it's too uncomfortable to see. So that having that network of support is essential.